家分享一啲但以理书关于末世嘅意象俾大家。
I thanks God today that allowed me to share the words with you about God's visions.
但以理书讲到去第十章，已经系去到系最嬲尾嗰一个环节啦。
When in the book of Daniel, chapter 10 is almost talk about almost the end of the whole visions.
十章、十一章同埋第十二章。
In chapter 11, 12,
系但以理书讲，特别系关于选民嘅将来。
The 12, chapter 12 and 11 is mainly focusing on the elected one.
今日想同大家一齐好正经咁分享神嘅话语。
So I'm trembling in heart to share the God's word with you today.
我希望神可以等我有一个战惊嘅灵，好似但以理咁样。
I hope God will bestow me a spirit of trembling.
我亦都希望大家都好似有同样嘅灵喺神嘅话语面前战惊。
I hope we all have the same spirit that we're trembling before God.
我哋一个开始嘅祈祷。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，我哋感谢你为我哋预备末世嘅大异象。
Lord, we thank you that you have prepared us the vision of the end of age.
求主等我哋系有但以理嘅经历。
We pray that you will give us the same experience as Daniel.
见到你嘅荣耀真光。
We can see your glory.
见到天上使者嘅大争战。
And can see the battle in heaven.
见到邪与恶系互相系要互相嚟到相争。
And we can also see the battle of good and evil.
求主你怜悯我哋
，Pray that you will be mercy to us。
赐给我哋一个战惊嘅灵
，Give us the spirit of trembling before。
等我能够明白末世嘅异象
，Such that we can understand the end of the age。
感谢祈求奉我主耶稣基督嘅名义求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name。
今日我哋同大家睇呢个但以理书第十章。
Today we're going to look at chapter 10 of Daniel。
但以理书一开始第十章第一节咧就讲到系波斯王古列王第三年。
In the beginning of chapter 10, it talks about the third year of King Cyrus.
咁系边个时间咧
？When was that？
呢个其实都系波斯历史里边咧，系主前536年。
Actually, that time is about before Christ 536.
请大家留心，就喺第一节里边咧，系用第三者嘅言语嚟写嘅。
So you look at the first verse, they use third persons to start with.
但跟住之後，由第二節開始咧，就去翻第一個人嚟到寫，第一者嚟到寫。
And starting verse 2, it changed it to become a first person to describe.
點解會有呢個分別咧
？Why there's a difference?
因為但以理希望我哋知道末世嘅重要。
Because Daniel emphasize do it this way to emphasize to us that the importance of the end of age.
第一章用呢個第三者嚟講，第一節用第三者嚟講，表示呢個係官式嘅文章。It's an official. It's
so,
an official address.
The first words they use the first person to describe is to make it more official statement.
So 个开始就话系有个年份就古列王第三年。
That's why in the beginning is that in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia.
请大家要留心呢个但以理书里边所讲嘅年份嘅最后一次啦。
So this is the last description mentioned about the year in the book of Daniel.
然后佢亦都话。他自己在巴比伦里面被人所改的名叫做伯提沙撒。
He also described that his name was changed to Belteshazzar.
所以但以理希望我们知道这个其实是一个官职的文章来的。
So we know that this is an official statement described by him.
也都讲真其实是个官写给我们的。
So actually it's also, this is the letter written by a governor of Babylon.
但以理书第一章里边就开始讲话，但以理在波斯啊，在呢个巴比伦里边侍奉咗好耐，服侍咗好耐。
In there, Daniel also described that he has been serving as governor in Babylon for a long time.
话佢喺嗰度服侍到去到古列王时间，佢都仲喺度服侍神，服侍当时嘅人。
He'd been serving in Babylon for a long time.
咁大家你估但以理几多岁咧？而家
？Do you want to guess how old was he at that time?
嗱，佢係被掳嗰陣時候，啲人話佢大概可能係十五歲。
When he was took to Babylon as an exile, he was about 15 years old.
猶太人在巴比倫裏面被掳70年。
And the Jewish were exiled for 17 years.
但以利 全部時間是經歷曬。
So Daniel spent his whole life in Babylon.
所以但以利親眼見到選民可以翻返嚟耶路撒冷，有50,000嘅選民翻返耶路撒冷。
Daniel himself witnessed the return of the exile.
咁嗰陣時候佢應該係85歲咯。
So our guess is he's probably about 85 years old.
咁而家咧，我哋估佢可能係近，可能係85 to 90之間。
So at the time he wrote this book, he was about 85 to 90 years old.
嗱，我哋睇見佢嗰個嘅重要性。
So we want to see the important points in here.
有一個字係好重要嘅，有個 keyword， 有個即係鎖字係好重要嘅。
There's a keyword in here.
就係明白嗰個字。
The keyword is understand.
但以利書第十章裏邊咧，我哋睇見明白呢字係出現過好幾次。
The word understanding of the message appears so many times in here.
由第八章開始一路去到而家，明白嗰個字，大家如果你要翻嚟揾揾咧，係出現過好多次嘅。
The word understanding of the message is starting from book of chapter 8.
但以利書第十章裏邊另外有一個好特別嘅特色，
also,
就係佢曾經被人摸過三次。
And also, there's a key characteristic in the book of Daniel chapter 10 was that he was touched 3 times.
被神的使者摸過三次之後，
He was touched by the messenger of the Lord 3 times.
他生命有好幾次不同的改變。
After the touch of the angel, his life changed.
所以我今天希望主可以令我們都亦都是被主的使者摸過，有這樣的經歷。
We also hope that we will have the same experience that Daniel be touched by the Spirit.
他寫第十章的時候，
When he wrote the chapter 10,
選民已經是可以回去耶路撒冷了。
The elected one,were ready to go back to Jerusalem.
他從耶利米書裏面看到，說他們回來可以重建聖殿。
In the book of Jeremiah, it talks about that they are ready to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
說以色列國應該開始有復興，有平安。
So the Jewish people should have, it's time for revivals.
但為什麼現在耶利米書裏面所說的預言好像還沒應驗呢？
And how come in the book of Jeremiah, the prophecy has not become truth yet?
但你們就因為這件事來到憂傷。
That's why Daniel was weeping for this event.
如果你不明白那個關鍵，
If you don't understand the key,
你就會覺得很奇怪，明明選民回去，為什麼他會這麼憂傷？應該開心才，應該是狂歡才是。
If you don't understand the key point, then you were wondering why Daniel was weeping and worried about weeping about that, because in the book of Jeremiah, it's already prophesied that Jewish people will return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple.
So,
he should be happy about this.
And
why he was fasting for 3 weeks without choice food? In the verse 2, Daniel talks about he was mourned for 3 weeks.
嗱，我哋如果要望一望嘅，就請大家睇睇呢個耶利米書第25章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 20.
第十一節去到第十二節。耶利米書第25章。
Jeremiah 25.
第十一節去到第十二節。
Verse 11 to 15.
嗱，裏邊講得好清楚，耶利米話70年佢哋會服侍巴比倫，70年之後罰佢哋嘅國家咧會放佢哋走啦。
In there, it talks about that whole country will become a desolate and wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nations, the land of the Babylonians, for the guilt.
70年期已经满了。
So the 70 years has passed.
耶利米所讲的预言是应验了。
The prophecy of Jeremiah has already fulfilled.
但以利写紧这个第十章的时候，
But when Daniel wrote this book of chapter 10,
有三樣嘅事佢應該要高興嘅。
There are 3 things that he should be happy about.
第一，佢寫緊第十章嗰陣時候。
The first is he started writing the book.
因為古列王第三年。
Because that was the 3rd year of King Cyrus.
嗰50,000嘅人民應該係翻嚟耶路撒冷。
The 50,000 Jews supposed to return back to Jerusalem.
同埋佢第二樣佢應該開心嘅。
The second thing he should be happy about.
就係所有聖殿裏邊所有嘅。嘅寶物，所有裏邊嘅金銀係安全到步，安全翻返耶路撒冷，冇一個嘅器皿係失去。
And the second thing was that the sacred vessel of their temple has all returned back to Jerusalem. Nothing, none of them were lost.
在途中，他们没经过，他们没被人拆劫。
And in the journey back to Jerusalem, they were not robbed at all.
每个人都平安。
Everyone was saved.
第三样嘅。
The third thing,
他应该是高兴的,
he should be happy about was,
就圣殿那个的根基, 那个的, 地土呢, 已经是开始了, 已经动土了。
The third thing he should be happy about was the foundation of the temple was already laid.
那照他应该高, 应该高兴的。
So he should be happy about this.
啊, 但是以斯拉记第四章, 今天没时候了, 你们回自己慢慢看吧。以斯拉记第四章呢, 就说他们其实当时面临很多的问题。
But because of the timing here, I just want to mention about, as a matter of fact, they experienced lots of difficulty and hardship. It was written in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
There, it talks about three problems.
第一个就是说，当时的亚拉伯人和撒玛利亚人很不喜欢耶路撒冷被重建。
Because at that time there were Arab and Samaria people, they were not happy about the rebuild of the Jerusalem at that time. They were not happy to see the temple rebuilt. The first thing was the neighborhood around there, they were not happy about it.
第二样,
the second,
他们向这个波斯王来到是讲坏话,
they bad mouth. About this event in front of the king Persia. They conspire them saying that if, when they built, after they rebuilt the temple, they will rebel against you.
咁啊，古列王系个昏君嚟嘅，系个懵懵地嘅皇帝，系懵嘅皇帝。有好亦都有唔好啊，佢系懵懵地嘅。
And the king Darius wasn't a clear-minded king. He was.
咁个皇帝就话，既然俾佢哋翻嚟重建圣殿啦。
So,
他又不可以收口哦,
because he already issued the decree that allowed them to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, so he cannot retreat his words.
因为皇帝开了金口就不可以收的嘛,
because when he issued the decree, he cannot retreat it back.
但现在他又怕他们作反了,
and at the same time, he was worried about that they would rebel against him.
于是古列王又跟他们说,
that's why the king Darius spoke to them.
就话你哋可以起，但系咧暂时唔好啦，唔好起字。
He said it is okay for you to rebuild, but not at this time.
直至到我再批准咧，你先可以继续起。
Until I further review and approve you.
好似而家啲官咁啊吓。
So just like the
即系模棱两可，官字两个口。
So just like the official we dealt with now, they are flexible in the mind.
但
系你
知道呢样。
Daniel knew about the.
好威嘅圣殿原本可以开工，忽然间停咗工。
He knew that the work of rebuilding the temple was supposed to be continuous task, but it stopped now.
以斯拉记第四章里边讲，佢哋一停工停咗十六年啊。
In the book of Ezra, it talks about the work of rebuilding the temple stopped for 16 years.
当但以利当呢个圣殿可以再开工嘅时候，但以利已经死咗啦。
When the work of the temple was built, Daniel had already passed away.
So Daniel is writing the 10th chapter. He just saw it stop. He didn't see it can continue.
That's why in the chapter 10, Daniel only witnessed the stop of the work of the temple was built. He hasn't had the chance to see the restart of the work. That's why he was mourned. And the third thing was that he still saw Jerusalem still was a wasteland.
城墙是未建立住啊。
There was no wall around the Jerusalem.
所以当时嘅犹太人住喺耶路撒冷里边系常常俾人嚟到侵扰。
That's why the Jewish people would always be harassed by the people around them.
大家都知道咧，将来系后来尼希米翻去嗰阵时候咧，城墙先可以建得翻，但系你哋亦都睇唔到呢样。
You also know that Nehemiah. Talk about the rebuild of the temple later on, but Daniel didn't have a chance to see that.
耶利米系影响但以利好多。
Jeremiah has a great influence on Daniel.
但以利一定系好熟耶利米书。
We know that because of that, Daniel was quite familiar.
所以我相信但以利嘅心里边好难过。
So he knows that Jeremiah was mourned for this as well.
佢話：到底點解耶利米書裏面所講話將來我哋要有個復興嘅時間，點解而家好似係見到一個係好大嘅黑暗又再嚟到？
He was mourned because that he sees there was a conflict between what he saw in Book of Jeremiah and also the prophesied in Book of Jeremiah and what he saw right now.
耶利米書豈不是講話將來人民係會得到安定嘅咩？但好似呢個安定仲未嚟喎。
And he was mourned and he was exhausted because of the anticipations of the rebuild of the temple. But what he saw now hasn't happened yet.
大家睇耶利米書第29章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 29.
第十節去到第十四節。耶利米書29章。
29.
第十節去到第十四節。
Verse 10 to 14.
耶路撒冷幻滅七十年滿咗之後，神就會眷顧佢哋，成就恩言，等佢翻嚟本地。同埋神話同佢講話，我俾你嘅意念係平安啊，賜平安嘅意念，唔係降災禍嘅意念喎，叫你哋有希望。你呼求我，你為祈禱，我就應允你啦。尋求我就你哋有心尋求，就必定能夠看見。
In there it say that this is what the law says. When 70 years are complete for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declare the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hopes and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. And I will listen to you.You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord.
既然是这样的话，为什么耶路撒冷现在还是一团糟？
If this was the promise, why the Jerusalem is still like a rubble?
大家要留心这样啊，第十二节啊，你求我，你祷告我，我就应允你们啊。
Let's pay attention in here. Verse 12 of Jeremiah say, when you seek me and pray, find me, and you pray to me, I will listen to you.
大家明點解但以理要禱告嗎？
Now you understand why Daniel pray?
我相信全國人冇人睇到呢一樣，淨係佢睇到耶利米書第二十五章第廿九章裏面所講要祈禱啊。
I believe that the rest of the people in the nation do not see the importance of prayer except Daniel's.
今日好多人見到淨係自己眼前嘅困難。
Lots of time, people only see the circumstantial problem in front of their eyes.
佢睇聖經裏邊，佢淨係見到神話俾平安俾，但係佢生命裏邊見唔到平安。
They only see the promise of God that will give them peace in the book of Bibles, but in their heart they don't experience that.
好多人就會懷疑神嗰個嘅真實。
And people will start to doubt the truthness of God.
表面睇但以理嘅懷疑係應該㗎。好似神冇呈現到喎。
So apparently Daniel's suspicions is valid because what he saw in the book of Jeremiah has not been fulfilled yet.
但係唔係喎？佢留心第十二十三節，佢就話其實神要佢祈禱啊。
But in verse 12, God emphasized again that we need to pray.
我哋好多時候以為見到神嘅應許就開心啦，就以為有個免死金牌。
Very often that we will just be happy to see the promises of God, then we stop there.
John 牧師係第一個牧師，我聽見講係話有兩樣事聖徒要做嘅。
The first time I heard from a pastor, Pastor John, that he emphasized there are two things saints need to do.
個信徒要因信稱義，但要因信行義啊。
That saints need.They are saved by grace. They also has to work out the salvations as well.
好多人唔會講呢樣嘅，唔會講話因信行義啊。
Very often, people would not like to mention that you have to work out your salvations.
大家睇到點解佢要祈禱嘛
？Now you know why he need to pray.
但係有一樣嘢事，我哋要明白嘅就係，有時我哋要禱告嘅事，到我哋死咗都未必會呈現嘅。
One thing we have to realize that.In our prayer time, sometimes when we pray, it will not be fulfilled when we die.
耶路撒冷圣殿到后来落成的时候，但以利已经死了。
When the Jerusalem was built, Daniel died already.
耶路撒冷嗰个城墙起翻嗰阵时候，但以利亦都死咗啦。
Even when the walls around Jerusalem was built, Daniel passed away already.
我哋有冇咁嘅信心
？So do we have a faith？
但系我哋要明白，就因为但以利嘅祷告托住选民。
We know that because of the prayer of Daniel, it fulfilled the wills of the rebuild their.
神嘅恩典系成就嘅，只不过是可能唔系喺人所思想嘅时间。
When God make a promise, He will fulfill it. But the time frame could be different than us.
你都可以话咁到底神系咪搞弯咗佢嘅时间表咧吓
？So you will ask, did God mess up His timeline?
话明七十年啊嘛。
You know, in the Bible it said it's 70 years.
咁七十年满咗啦，点解仲有咁多困难啊
？Why there are so many difficulties to rebuild Jerusalem after 70 years?
系咪神系即系忘记咗七十年，所以后屘要补翻镬咧？所谓。
Was it because that his outstretched arm is too short that he need to patch up his plan?
系咪啊
？Is that right? Is that true?
七十年嗰个嘅时间，七十年期满咗咧。七十年呢个字啊
，the word 70 years，
其实系有两个嘅意思啊。
There are two meanings in this 70 years。
第一个意思系我哋每个人都知道嘅。
The first meaning is everyone knows about that。
就系选民会被。老去巴比伦，后来七十年后翻翻嚟。
The 70 years was that the Jewish people will be exiled in 70 years and then will come back.
但第二个思想系好多人唔知嘅。
And the second thought about this 70 years is lots of people are not aware.
就系圣殿拆毁咗之后。
Is the after the destroy of the temple.
到后来圣殿再重建。
When the temple was built again.
亦都需要等七十年。
Also need to wait for 70 years.
而呢两个时间系唔同嘅。
So there are two different 70 years.
嗱，我而家同大家讲世界历史啊吓。
Well, let's turn to some world history.
嗱，呢啲事咧唔系我作出嚟噶。
I did not make this up.
巴比伦历史有配合噶。
The history I talk about has a record.
犹太人历史有讲噶。
It's also recorded in Jewish history book as well.
选民系几时被掳咧？
When was the elected one be captive in exile?
系主前605年 ，B.C. 605。
Is the B.C. 605 they were captured in B.C. 605？
几时可以翻去啊
？So when did they come back?
系 B.C. 586，主前586年。
So they came back on B.C. 586。
前后系七十年。
So the differences were 70 years。
呢度大家都知啦。
So everybody knows about this。
圣殿呢？
What about the rebuild of the temple?
然后圣殿被拆毁嘅时间同选民被掳嘅时间有啲出入。
So that's some discrepancy between the temple was destroyed and the Jewish people were exiled.
第二个圣殿被建立。
The second time the temple was built
系主前515年。
Is B.C. 51
515,
sorry. So when was the temple destroyed?
是70年前被毀的。
It was destroyed 70 years ago.
所以時間是有不同啊。
So there was time difference in there.
大家要明白，點解會有這個分別呢？
So I want you to understand why there's a
discrepancy. 就是因為聖殿是有16年是停了工。
Why there was a differences in discrepancy on the timeline? Because the temple, the work of the rebuild the temple was halt for 16 years.
系有两个唔同嘅时间。
There were two different timeline.
神冇搞错啊。
So God didn't make a mistake.
系我哋嘅神学搞错咋吓。
It was just our theological thinking.
系有两个唔同嘅时间。第一个系选民被掳，第二圣殿被拆重毁嘅时间，系两个唔同嘅。
So there was two.Distinct events. One is the Jewish people captive and went to exile, and also to destroy the temple and rebuild the temple. So Daniel was mourned for 21 days, 3 weeks. He ate no choice food, no meat or wine, touched his lips. So I want to ask you, was Daniel as a vegetarian all the time? No, he wasn't.
初第一章里面话佢食斋。
In the first chapter, he talked about he was vegetarian, but.
但系嗰阵时候系特别时间啊。 嗰陣時係好特別嘅。
That was a special time for him.
因為嗰個皇帝俾佢食嗰啲酒肉咧，係拜過邪神。
He refused to eat those food offered by the king because those food were offered to the idols.
所以佢寧願食粗嘢，佢寧願食粗嘅食物，都唔會食呢個佳餚美酒。
So he preferred to eat the light stuff rather than the food prepared by the king.
到底佢幾時大魚大肉咧？咁我又唔知啦。
We don't know when he started to have a big meal.
但我估咧，可能係皇帝悔改咗之後咧。
I suspect probably when the king had repented his deed, and he started.
但你哋可能開始鋸翻扒啦嚇，我哋唔知啦。
Then he would probably start to eat steak.
開始食龍蝦啦，可能係，我哋唔知幾時啦嚇。
He might try the lobster too. We don't know.
但係咧，呢度話佢其實咧，佢喺到後來咧，佢係有美酒同埋佳餚食嘅。
So we know that at the later part of his life, he have choice food. He picked some choice food and meat and wine.
但係咧，因為今次佢悲傷，佢禁食。
But because of this time he was mourned, that's why he chose not to eat.
21日。
He fast for 3 weeks.
但我相信佢禁食禱告嗰陣時候。
I believe that when he was fast and prayed.
你睇佢禁食禱告之後，佢身體好似好軟弱。
And after his fast and prayer, his body was weak.
但我相信咧，呢個禱告咧係改變佢個人個心靈。
I believe that through this event, it changed his life.
因為我相信神係俾佢另外睇到第二啲聖經裏邊係令佢擔心嘅。
The reason why he was mourned because he saw contradictions of what he saw in the book of Jeremiah and what he sees right now.
因為我相信除咗耶利米書之外，喺個禱告裏邊佢亦都會思想翻。詩篇裏邊所講話耶路撒冷同埋以色列嘅人民將來會受好多個災禍。
I believe that he also recall not just the book of Jeremiah about the people who will experience lots of difficult time. He also recall what he read in the Psalm.
嗱，我哋要明但以理書第十章。
We have to understand the book of Daniel chapter 10.
我哋淨係睇嗰段經文係唔夠嘅，你永遠唔會明嘅。
If you just read that verses, you will not understand the big picture of it.
我相信在個禱告當中，
I believe that in his prayer,
但以利起碼睇到有四處嘅聖經裏邊所講係令佢擔心嘅。
That he was worried and mourned because he saw three things that was written in the scripture.
係應該特別為耶路撒冷擔心。
That he should mourn for the future of Jerusalem.
甚至乎係耶路撒冷嘅末期末世裏邊嘅耶路撒冷更加要擔心。
Even more so, he should mourn about the end time of the Jerusalem.
马太福音24章就话主耶稣话，如果唔系但以利嘅祷告托住选民嘅话，神唔会收缩呢个灾祸嘅时间。
In the book of Matthew 24, it described that if it were not the prayer of Daniel, God would not shorten the time of the end of the age.
我相信圣经里边喺但以利书里边话，佢有两次好恳切咁嚟到为选民嚟到祈祷。
We knew that in the book of Daniel, he has been praying earnestly for the elected one.
上次同大家讲过佢个祷告嘅内容啦。
Last time we shared with you about the contents of his prayer.
今次喺第十章里边，圣经冇同我哋分享到底个祷告嘅内容。
But in the book of chapter 10, it did not talk about the content of his prayer.
但系我哋只可以推测佢嗰个祷告嘅心情系点样嚟。
But we can speculate his mood at the time when he prayed.
佢为耶路撒冷应该有四样事担心嘅。
He was worried about four things.About Jerusalem.
请大家睇耶利米书第十五章第五节。
Let's talk to Jeremiah chapter 15.
耶利米书第十五章第五节。
Chapter 15 verse 5.
耶路撒冷啊，谁会可怜你啊？谁为你会悲伤呢？谁会转身问你嘅？谁会问你安啊？
Verse 5. Who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem?Who will mourn for you?
再睇耶利米书第三十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 30.
第十三节去到第十七节。
13 to 17.
冇人会为你分数啊！你嘅伤痕冇人会裹治你，冇人会俾良药俾你。你所亲爱嘅人都会忘记你啊。
There's no one to plead for your cause, no remedy for your sore.
因为你所犯嘅罪系甚大
，because the sin you have committed is so great，
所以会用仇敌嚟伤害你。
That's why they use the enemy to punish you.
会有很残忍的人来惩治你啊。
They will command very cruel to punish you.
然后说，你为什么会因你的损伤来哀号呢？
Why do you cry out over your wound?
你的痛苦是无法医治。
Your pain that has no cure.
因为你罪孽甚大，你罪恶众多。
Because of the great guilt and many sins.
甚至我会将这些事会加在你的身上。
I have done these things to you.
但他说，凡吞吃你的人，必定自己会被人吞吃回。
But all who devour you will be devoured.
你敌人都会被掳去。
All your enemies will go into exile.
掳掠你的，自己会成为掳掠的物。
Those who plunder you will be plundered.
抢夺你的，他自己会成为粮物。
All who make spoil of you, I will despoil.
然后耶利米书再讲话，耶和华讲话，必使你痊愈，医好你的伤痕。
But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds.
因为人家说会你被赶散的。
Because you are called an outcast.
但说这时石安无人来到探问。
Zion for whom no one cares.
第一次应验的就是巴比伦，将耶路撒冷的人全部掳去巴比伦。
The first prophecy was that the Jewish people will be exiled to Babylon.
这个第耶利米书第十五章和第三十章的预言应验了，在历史里面应验了。
So that fulfilled the prophecy in the book of Jewish people exile in the Jeremiah chapter 15 and 30, chapter 30.
但是在末世的时候，
But in the end of age,
当敌基督迷惑耶路撒冷的选民的时候，
When Antichrist tried to confuse the same,
这件事会再重一次发生的。
Antichrist will entice the same, and this will happen again.
所以这个是有一个双重的预言的。
So that's a double prophecy in here.
但以利一定是被圣灵感动。
I believe that Daniel was filled with the Spirit at that time.
他看到耶利米书里面所讲的，他知道是第一次的灾期过了，还有末世里面还有第一次的灾期来。
So we know that he was filled with the Spirit. He knew, he saw the visions that the first crisis has already fulfilled, but the second one is coming.
圣经里面有没有讲到伊斯兰教啊？
Did the Bible talk about Islam?
好像没有正面讲到。
Probably it did not mention Islam directly.
但是里面有讲过，将来会有一群阿拉伯人要害犹太人啊。
But it mentioned that in the future, Arab people will harm Jewish people.
我相信但以利亦都会睇到呢一样。
I'm sure that Daniel also.
所以有两段圣经要同大家分享喺诗篇度。
So there are two things I want to share with you in the book of the Psalm.
诗篇68篇第31节。
Psalm 68:31, verse 31.
诗篇68篇第31节。 埃及的公会要出来朝见神，古实嘅人系要慌慌嚟到举手祷告，点解啊？两个都系话要祈祷向佢哋自己嘅神，话要毁灭耶路撒冷啊。In
verse 31, it says, "An voice will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Those two nations pray to the God to destroy Jewish people."
但系将来埃及系要朝见呢个真神。
But eventually, Egypt will have to summon himself to God.
我们再看诗篇第83篇。
Let's look at Psalm.
这个更加清楚了。
Let's look at Psalm 83.
诗篇83篇，第1节去到第8节。
Verse 1 to 8.
神啊，求你唔好默静，神啊，求你唔好闭口，亦都唔好唔出声啊。 因为你的仇敌喧闹，恨你的人抬起头来，他们同谋要害你的百姓，彼此相邻要害你所隐藏的人。
So, O God, do not keep silent. Do not be quiet. O God, do not be still. See how your enemy stir. How your folks wear their heads. With cunning, they conspire against your people. They plot against those who you cherish.
特别留心第4节。
Pay attention to verse 4.
我们要将他们剪灭，使他们不能成国，使以色列的名不再被人纪念。
He said, "Come," they say, "let us destroy them as a nation, that the name of Israel be remembered no more."
现在就是巴勒斯坦人要做的事了。
This is exactly the task of Palestinian people.
当诗篇所写的时候，从来冇人会咁齐心要害犹太人嘅。
You know, there was no things we caught like in Psalm 83 about the cause, the solidarity of the people together to destroy the Israelite.
現在呢件事應驗咗啦。
And this fulfilled now.
所有巴勒斯坦嘅國家。
We know that all the nations around Palestine.
除咗埃及之外。
Except in the Middle East, except
冇一個國家承認以色列嘅。
None of the country recognized Israel.
個個都話要將以色列殘殺，要殺曬嗰班猶太人。
They want to destroy Jewish people.
Hamas 咧
？Hamas is saying.
哈薩巴拉咧，好多呢啲名啊，咩 Taliban 啊呢啲啊。
The Taliban same aims to destroy Jewish people.
又穆扎哈迪就出咗好多呢啲暗殺黨嘅名出嚟啊嚇。
And also lots of those suicide bomber also have the same.
就係呢啲組織。
They are from the same organizations.
另外而家又出埋個 Fatah 添啊，好多呢啲名，全部都想要害猶太人嘅喎。
They are all come out with different brand name. They all the same purpose to destroy Jewish people.
舊時我哋唔理噶。
Like before, we just sort of ignore the events.
但係可惜而家嗰啲炸彈炸埋我哋啊！而家。
But unfortunately, those events have directly or indirectly affect us.
所以我哋而家要去機場要咁小心，就係咁解啊。
That's why we have to go through very stringent security when we.
我睇下第五節裏邊點講。
Let's look at verse 5.
佢同心相倚，彼此結盟，要抵擋你。
It said, "With one mind they plotted together; they form an alliance against you."
第六節去到第八節咧，就講曬嗰班人到底係邊啲人啦？咪完全係而家嗰啲人嚟嘅。
And verse 6 to verse 8 is talked about. Who are those people plot against Jewish people?
嗱，以東人咧，以實瑪利人咧
，Ishmaelite，
摩亞人同夏甲人咧
，Moabs and Hagar，
就係而家嘅 Syria， 就而家敘利亞啦
，which is the current country of Syria。
加巴勒啊、亞門啊、亞瑪力啊呢啲咧
，Geba、Ammon、
腓尼士呢班人咧，推羅呢啲咧
，Philistia，
就而家嘅 Gaza Strip 啊，就而家 Gaza Strip。
It's the current country of Gaza Strip.
大家見到嗰度全部係亂㗎，係咪
？So you know a lot of turmoil around that area.
呢班人要結合啵。
They want to gang together with one.
係要害猶太人啊。
They want to destroy Jewish people. 話
佢哋要聯合啊。
Because they want to gang together.
我哋再睇啦。
Let's look on.
另外仲有米甸人喎。
And also Medians.
係另外呢個基順人喎。
Also Jabins.
呢個係其實係講到咩啊？係講到巴勒斯坦裏邊，再東啲嘅係即係係呢個伊拉克嗰班人啊。
It's talk about the east of Palestinian.
越講越遠啦，而家講埋伊拉克啦。個個都想要害猶太人㗎。
So they all want to gang together.
大家睇到嘛？猶太人受呢個阿拉伯人逼迫。一早聖經裏邊已經提過。
So the Jewish people will be harassed by Arab.
所以但以利，我相信佢喺度細心禱告嗰陣時候，佢覺得呢件事唔會咁快平息嘅。
So Daniel in his prayer, he knew that these kind of things will not be subsided soon.
可能佢哋猶太人會有呢個表面上一時嘅平安，但將來亦都會在陷害更大嘅災禍裏邊。
So he knew that Jewish people might enjoy a short period of time of peace. But eventually he will experience a great turmoil.
但以利書第十章、第十一章、第十二章就講呢個將來選民嘅問題。
In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, 11, 12, is talk about the future things that the saints will have to face.
第十一章係講兩約之間猶太人所以面對嘅問題，係預測嘅。
In chapter 11, is talk about two things would happen to the saints.
第十二章係講到呢個係末世嘅時候。
Chapter 12 is talking about the end of the time.
啊，咁我哋見佢呢個異象係點樣咧
？Let's see his vision.
咁佢禱告之後有咩發生啊
？What happened after his prayer？
嗱，我哋睇第四節咯，睇翻呢個但以理書。
Let's go back to chapter 10, verse
4. 第十章第四節。嗱，我哋睇聖經要小心啊！有一啲聖經裏面所講嘅時間咧，我哋如果係好普通睇過之後咧，即係我哋如果係片面睇過，我哋就唔明裏邊嘅情況。
We have to be careful to look at the Bible, especially when it mentions about the time frame, because otherwise it will not stick to us. If we are not careful to understand the time frame.
聖經話嘅禁食禱告二十一日。
The Bible said he was fast for 3 weeks.
正月廿四日。
On the 24th days of the first month.
佢喺呢個希底結大河 River Tigris。
I was standing on the bank of the great river Tigris.
佢就望到一個好大嘅異象。
I looked up and there before me.
我哋要問大家點解但以利會講正月廿四日
？Why he was mentioning about the first month？
正月係咩意思
？What does it mean by the first month？
係咪剛剛我哋過農曆新年啊？係咪嗰個正月啊
？Was it related to a Chinese New Year, the Lunar calendar？
係咪啊？即係話迎接虎年係咪？係咪咁計啊？絕對唔係。
So the first month is different than our first month.
猶太人嘅正月啊
，the Jewish first month
就係佢哋嗰個逾越節嘅時間啊！佢哋紀念佢哋出埃及嗰個時間就係佢哋嘅正月。
So they designate the first month is the month that they celebrate Passover. It's the time that they exile they leave Egypt.
埃及殺長子嗰時候啊
，is the month that the firstborn of Egyptians killed.
法老俾佢哋走嗰時間啊。
It was a time that Pharaoh let them go.
佢哋就呢個就係佢哋嘅正月啦。
So that was the first month.
但以利喺巴比倫。
When Daniel was in Babylon,
當時嘅猶太人喺巴比倫裏邊係唔可以公開地嚟到嚟到紀念呢個逾越節，係唔可以嘅。當時官方係唔準佢哋。
When Jewish people were in Babylon, they were not allowed to openly celebrate Passover.
但係佢雖然中文有話佢身在曹營就心在漢啊，我唔知你點翻譯啊。啊，佢雖然係在呢個巴比倫，但係心裏邊仲係喺呢個祖國裏邊啊。
So even though they were in Babylon, even though their physical body is in Babylon, but their heart still thinking about the Jerusalem.
所以佢哋仲係諗翻呢個逾越節嘅時間。
So that's why they still thinking about the Passover.
佢已經喺巴比倫八十年啦。
Even though they were there for 80 years,
但個腦裏邊仲係諗翻呢個耶路撒冷啊。
The mind is still thinking about Jerusalem.
親愛弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
聖經裏邊用所有嘅青年人，個個都係唔會忘記自己種族嘅。
The Bible describes all the young people; they will not forget about their traditions.
你睇每一個嘅聖經裏邊舊約裏邊所講嘅偉人
，You can see all the prominent people.
個個都仲係記得自己係呢個猶太人嘅。
All these youngsters, they still remember themselves, their roots as a Jewish. Moses. Joseph. Daniel. So sometimes when I saw this Canadian-born Chinese,
我自己不是中國人,
they said they were not Chinese.
我心很難過,
My heart mourned.
是因為他朋友是西人。
Because their friends were
Caucasians.
Was it because you want to please them? That's why you deny yourself? If that's the case, you're not the man of integrity. You will not be the one used by God. All those young people have
feared God.
All those young people. They fear God. They will not remember. They will always remember the past.
但以利算系土长啦，唔系土生算土长。
I believe that Daniel was local born as well.
八十年啊
，80 years.
但以利书初初嗰几章，佢系用呢个，佢系用巴比伦文自己写出嚟嘅，表示佢系好通呢个当地嘅文化。
So in the first few books of Daniel, Daniel wrote the book in a Babylonian language. He was well versed about the language.
但佢心裏邊仲係紀念翻呢個耶路撒冷。
But her heart still remember Jerusalem.
正月廿四日。
The first month.
佢禱告咗二十一日。
He prayed for 21 days.
我相信神就向佢顯現。
And God revealed Himself to him.
佢喺呢個希底結大河。
He was in the great river Tigris.
見到有呢個異象。
He saw a vision.
我今日要同大家一個，我俾大家一個挑戰。
I want to give you a challenge today.
希望我哋每個人都有呢個希底結大河嘅異象。
I hope that we all have the visions like Daniel in the great river
Tigris. 希望我哋每個人都有希底結大河嘅經歷啊。
We all have the great experience of the great river Tigris.
但係我哋希望大家唔好等到九十歲先至有啊嚇。
But only thing is, I don't want you to have that vision when you reach 90.
咁但係有時大器晚成好難講啦，係咪？
But sometimes things happen in the later lives of their life.
大家睇下
，Let's look at that.
佢嗰個異象裏邊喺第五節，佢就見到呢個，佢其實佢係見到呢個舊約裏邊嘅神，舊約裏邊嘅基督耶穌顯現。
his vision was actually revealed the Christ in the Old Testament.
佢見到有個人係身穿呢個細麻衣。
He saw a man dressed in linen.
佢腰束呢個烏髮精金帶。
A belt of finest gold around his waist.
佢身體好似係呢個水蒼玉咁樣。
His body was like a crystal.
面好似閃電。
His face like a light.
眼目如火。
His eyes like flaming
torches. 手同埋腳全部係光明嘅。
His arms and legs like the gleams of burnished bronze.
講説話好似係大眾，即係好似係眾水嘅聲音。
His voice like the sound of a multitude.
大家如果將呢件係同呢個啟示錄第一章約翰見到主嘅異象咧，係好類似嘅。
So you can compare that what you read in the Revelations and how John described what he saw.
所以我相信但以理唔係見呢個普通嘅天使，呢個係舊約裏邊顯現嘅人子嚟嘅。
So this is the one that revealed him as the Son of Man in the Old Testament.
但以理書去到第十章。
In the chapter 10,
之前但以利淨係好似係見到模糊嘅神嘅形象啫，但而家神俾佢睇到佢嘅真體。
Before he only see a small glimpse of the vision of God, but now he saw very clearly.
咁我同大家想温翻下舊約裏邊啲人見到呢個舊約嘅主耶穌，到底係點樣嘅
？I want to reveal with you how the Old Testament prophets.Or messenger of God, how what they saw about the image of God in the Old Testament.
我見到主都有唔同嘅喎。
They all have a different way to describe the way God revealed to them.
嗱，我哋諗翻創世記。
Let's look at Book of Genesis.
創世記，亞伯拉罕在帳篷裏邊就見到有三個嘅旅客，三個嘅 heavenly traveler， 三個旅客去見到佢，佢就款待呢個神嘅使者啦。其中之一個就係人子。
You know, in the book of Genesis, Abraham talked about he met three strangers, and one of them is a son of man in his tent.
咁三個咧係其實係一個旅客嚟嘅，見佢。
And there was so those three people were people just passed by the
way. They come as travelers.
They were travelers.
點解？因為亞伯拉罕係客旅寄居嘅人。Because Abraham himself is a pilgrim.
Because Abraham himself is a pilgrimage.
So that's why God appeared to him as a traveler.
So that's why God appeared to him as a traveler.
但係後來咧，後來大家睇到咧就係雅各咧就唔同啦。
But later on, Jacob see different things.
雅各係奸仔，中意揦住嘢啊，中意揦嘢呃人啊。
Jacob has a different characteristic. He is pretty cunning. He likes to grab.
中意同人喺度嚟到糾纏啊。
He likes to wrestle.
咁神向佢用咩身份顯現啊
？So God revealed to him
以個摔角手嘅身份同佢顯現咯。
God revealed to him as a wrestler。
大家睇到嘛？約書亞咧？約書亞係一個將軍。
Joshua is a general。
咁約書亞神向佢用咩方式顯現啊
？So how does God reveal to Joshua？
哇！以色列嘅軍嘅領袖啊
！He revealed to him as a commander of the army。
你睇見嘛？每個人佢自己生命點樣咧，神就會用翻咩方法嚟向佢顯現翻。
So God revealed to different people in different way according to the role.
但以你喺巴比倫見得啲昏君多咯，見得啲皇帝嗰啲昏君多咯。
Daniel, I'm sure Daniel has seen lots of bad officials.
喺巴比倫裏邊，佢見過三個嘅暴君同埋昏君。
In his lifetime of Daniel, he saw three dynasty.
而家波斯個古列王亦都係蚊蚊懵懵嘅，都係嚇。
King Darius is also one of them.
亦都唔係一個好精明嘅皇帝。
He's not a smart king.
咁你估神向佢點用咩方式顯現咧
？So how does God reveal Himself to them?
神要睇佢要睇到寶座裏邊嘅真正嘅。萬軍之君，萬主之主啊！神要佢睇到啦。
God want to reveal to him that he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
世上所有嘅昏君
，for all this bad official or king，
冇一個可以比到在坐在寶座上裏邊嗰個嘅神自己啊
！None of them can compare to God sit on the throne.
但以利就睇到呢一樣。
But Daniel saw that.
大家睇呢個約翰福音第十二章。
Let's look at John.
約翰福音十二章第三十七節去到第四十一節。
Chapter 12, 31.
Verse 37 to verse 41. Gospel of John.
John, chapter 12, verse.
雖然又行咗好多事，佢哋都仲係唔信。呢個應驗先知以賽亞所講話：我所傳嘅有誰信呢？主嘅棒臂向誰顯現呢？主嘅棒臂今日向但以利顯現，唔向其他人顯現啊！他們所以不信，是因為以賽亞又說：主叫他們盲了眼，硬了心，免得他們看見，心裡明白，回轉過來就醫治他們。我們再看第41節。
In there it said, Jesus performed so many miraculous signs in their presence, but they still did not believe in him. It's just fulfilled the word of Isaiah, the prophet. Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord has been revealed?
以賽亞書裏面所講的第六章裏面就同呢度吻合啦。約翰福音十二章第四十一節話：以賽亞看見佢個榮耀，就指住佢説話。以賽亞睇到主嘅榮耀，但以利今日亦睇到主嘅榮耀。
Isaiah saw the glory of God, same as Daniel saw the glory of God.
但以利書裏面所講話，佢喺呢個希底結大河裏邊。
In Daniel, he said he saw God in the great river of Tigris.
希底結嘅名係咩意思啊？原來河都有個源，個河嘅名都有意思嘅喎。
So what's the meaning of Tigris?
係光闊嘅意思啊，係光，係光明嘅意思。
It means is glorious, glorious.
啊，佢真係好啊！喺呢個光明嘅河裏邊，你見到光明嘅主。
So he saw the glories of the Lord in a glorious river.
馬太五章八節話：清心嘅人有福，因為他們看見能夠看見神。
Because in the book of Matthew said, chapter 5 verse, Beatitude said, blessed are those who have a pure heart, they can see God.
大家要留心，但以利見到神。
Be careful that Daniel saw God.
聽見天上嘅聲音。
He heard the voice of a multitude.
其他嘅人呢？
But the rest of the people
跑光了。
They were overwhelmed and terrified. They fled away. They fled. Why they fled? And hide themselves. Because what they observed was that they heard the voice, but not they didn't see nothing. I can imagine that they would probably melt away when they saw the visions. I want to share that with you. As a leader,
每一个神要建立的人,
as a leader that God wants to raise you up,
都应该有希底结河的经历啊。
All should have the visions of Tigris.
我想同大家睇嘅，但以利係去到九十歲先有。
We know that Daniel had that experience when he was 90 years old.
咁啊，可能啊，神係要慢慢嚟到，即係讓酒要讓到最老先係可以趁年舊酒咯，所謂嚇。
Maybe God want to take time to mold him in a way to experience this.
第二樣,
just like we bruise
the wine. 一個屬靈就所見到嘅嘢咧，所聽嘅嘢咧，其他人聽唔到。
And also,
其他人唔會明。
Also, want to point that out to you that as a spiritual leader, they will see the things that other people don't see.
我哋西南堂幾時開始聚會嘅？
When did we start our service in the South? Southwest Church.
好似係零八年啊，嗬。
Is in the year of 80.
係點解啊
？2008.
係因為 John 咧牧師話佢自己靈修裏邊睇見神呼召叫佢去。
Because Pastor John believed that in his devotional time with God, God revealed that to him. It is the time to start the Southwest Church.
咁我就冇阿 John 咧咁神聖啦。我聽見嗰陣就大大戰驚，想跑掉。
I am not as spiritual as Pastor John M. When I heard that, I was trembling. I wanted to flee and hide myself. My first reaction was, we are not well established in the West Church, and then you want to start the Southwest? I want to run away. But later on, I need to pay attention and quiet down myself.
So, 一個屬靈嘅人所睇嘅事咧，係其他人未必睇到嘅。
So it's again that a spiritual man sees things that other would not normally see it.
你跟佢，你咪有福分咯。
That's why it's a bless for those who follow the spiritual man.
你跑開嘅，你跑掉嘅，咁有冇用啊？你聽到咩嘢啦？
When you flee away, you get nothing.
我哋教會有好多人嚟又走咗。
We have lots of people come and go.
佢離開咗我哋弟兄姊妹，佢喺神裏邊聽到咩嘢？
For those who left us, what have they heard, or what have they heard about God's revelations?
真正神嘅仆人。听见神的异象是不会跑的。
A true servant of God, when God revealed things to him, he would not run away.
另外我们看，但以利那时候他的身体是怎样？
We also want to look at the health status of Daniel at that time. He was 90 years old.
禁食了21天。
Even though he was 90 years old, he fasted for 21 days.
他很软弱。
He was weak.
但是一个软弱，身体软弱的人，神是不是不会用他啊？
Is it because he was? Would God use people who is weak physically?
一个真正神的领袖
a true spiritual leader.
就算他是身体软弱
even though he was physically,
就算他是年老
even though he was old and physically not.
听见神的命令，听见神的意象，他就会站立起来为主作工
When God revealed His plan to him and he see God's guidance, he would stand up and march.
Edmonton 另外有件有個人係令我好鼓勵嘅，就係統牧師。
There was one man, it was inspire me a lot. Is the Pastor Tong?
佢八十多歲啦，都仲係喺度忠心嚟到開放。
Even though he was 80 something years old, he's still starting church.
當我哋係見到神嘅榮耀。
When we saw God's visions,
當我哋喺順服企喺度唔肯走嗰陣時候。
When we are willing to stand firm and not to run away,
我们先有资格讲神的话语,
then we will be qualified to share God's words.
今天很多人没有资格讲神的话语,
there are lots of people they are not qualified to share God's words.
虽然他站讲台而已,
even though they stand in a pulpit.
为什么? 因为他心里面已经离开了神,
because their heart is away from God.
他做牧师是为饭碗而已。
They are pastor because they want to feed the family.
他討好一些長老啊。
They try to please the elders.
他長老離開神，我咪由佢咯。
When the elders choose not to follow God, they let them go.
神已經再冇喺佢心裏邊説話。
Because of that, God would not reveal Himself to them.
他已經係被神推棄咗啦，佢自己唔知。
God has forsaken them.
虽然佢仲企喺度，但系个心里边已经跑掉咗好耐。
Even though they stand,
早已经走咗啦。其实个心。
Even though they stand in a pulpit, but the heart will far away from God.
呢啲人咪就成日希望读书，希望读多几个神学博士啦，希望将来可以为自己铺路咯，走佬咯。
And that's why the strategy is different. They want to get more degrees so they can set a path for them for the future.
有时小心啊，点解牧师忽然间要读神学博士啊？
You know, sometimes I'm just curious why pastors still want to pursue a PhD in philosophy. Because he wants to set the path for himself. He thought that the certificate would help them for the future. They want to build their credential. So the main goal is to share the God's words, not to join any organizations.
我哋睇见呢样，我心里边我好难过。
When I saw these things happen, my heart is very very sad.
点解有啲人跑掉咗，唔肯听神嘅话语
？Why would people run away and not listen to God？
最后想同大家睇第十章第八节。
Lastly, I want to share with you chapter 10, verse 8.
一个真正属灵的领袖,
a real spiritual leader.
全部人跑掉,
everybody ran away. Everybody ran away.
剩下他一个人,
and he was all by himself.
他会不会因为这样的缘故是这个, 一蹶不振, 不起来呢? 会不会呢? 还是他还是忠忠心心地来做事呢?
Would he still stand firm?And serve God, or he would fade away. One of the pastors shared with me one time that Simon, if you are that spiritual, how come no one follow you?
我想起，我好难过，是，真的没什么人跟，真的。
When I reflect on what he said, I was sad. Really, no one followed me.
是不是我要求太高呢？
Was it because I set a high standard?
但我看回但以理书第十章第八节里面，我心里面好开心。
But when I look at the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 8, my heart rejoiced. Because Daniel was the same thing. He was all by himself.
Even if
no one followed me, I have Daniel with me.
你看到异象，你不肯，有些人看异象，你跟我分享异象，他就跑掉。
You know, there are some people that when you share the vision with them, they ran away.
怕辛苦嘛。
Because they're afraid of hardship.
因为你搞扰他的安乐窝，他不喜欢。
Because you stir up their comfort zone.
是这样的原因咯。
It was that reason.
今天我们发觉属灵的道路里面已经是窄洞，还是有人挤迫的。
And we know that when we walk in this spiritual path, it's going to be very narrow and crowded.
天门是窄了。
The door is narrow. And there are people on your path as well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有的人侍奉神呢，以为好似系一个即系点样啊？好似啲明星希望系呢个收视率多就好啊。
And lots of people have the wrong conception. Concept is that when they serve God, they were just like a Hollywood star. And when you serve, there will be lots of rating. High rating on what you did.
咁你睇但以理咧，佢今日好失敗，對唔對？90歲啦，個個飽曬，剩得佢一個喺度。
If you use the concept to compare with experience of Daniel, it's totally different. At the age of 90, people still ran away from him.
我哋唔使擔心。
So please do not be discouraged.
但以理佢雖然係軟弱，
even though he was helpless physically.
喺第十節去到第廿一節，但以理書第十。
Verse 10 to 11. In there, when he was weak, he was touched by the angels of God three times and he stood up.
Verse 10.
A hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees.
但这个到底是不是主摸他呢？
Is it the Lord touching him?
我相信不是。
I believe it's not.
因为第十一节里面就跟我们说了，他说这个人是神差遣他去摸他。
Because in verse 11 it talks about it was a messenger of God.
这个应该是一个天使来摸他。
So it should be an angel of God.
那是哪个天使呢？
Whose angel is that?
我估应该是加百利，angel Gabriel， 应该是。
So I believe it's probably the angel Gabriel.
第二次。
So second touch.
第二次神摸他，神派使者摸他。
The second touch of Daniel.
就是第十六节。
It's verse 16.
十章第十六节。
It's verse 16.
今次他被这个像一位人的人摸了之后，他嘴里面就有气力，可以讲话了。
When he was touched, His mouth opened, and began to speak.
我希望主可以即系摸我多啲，等我可以讲多啲。希望神可以摸你多啲，等你哋都可以站立起来。
I hope that God will touch me more as He touched Daniel, though I can stand up and speak. Same vice versa for you folks as well.
第十八节咧
，verse 18，
同埋第十九节咧，哇，仲更加厉害。verse
18 and 19 is same.
摸咗佢，佢即刻有力量。
The third touch was that after he was touched, he got
strength.
同埋神等佢可以咧有一個明白嘅悟性。 And he also opened him up.
嗱，我哋可以睇第三次佢被神嘅使者所摸嗰陣，佢得到咩嘢？
We want to look at what he got, what he received after he was touched three times.
我哋由第十八節睇到一路睇到第十九節啦嚇。
Let's look at verse 18 to 19.
佢又摸我嗰陣時候，我就得到呢個力量啦。佢話：大蒙眷愛嘅人啊，你唔需要惧怕，願你平安，你總要堅強。他向我咁説話，我哋即刻有力量。So
again, the one who looked like a man touched me and gave me strength. Do not be afraid, old man, highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, Speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength.
起碼有三樣事係令但以理即刻可以身體裏邊係剛強嘅。
There are three things that Daniel was strengthened.
第一就係佢即刻有翻力量，身體力量。
After the touch, he immediately he saw the differences was.
第二個話佢有翻屬靈嘅力量。
He had spiritual strength.
第三嘅佢得到呢個好大嘅平安，佢知道神愛佢。
And the third thing, he had peace because he knew that God was with him.
然後第四樣咧，可能唔係咁明顯啦，就話佢會明白好多末世嘅事。
The last thing was that he understand the message.
大家如果翻去有心留心下聖經咧。
If you go back,
你查一查明白呢個字啊，喺但以理書出現過幾多次
？So I want you to do some search in the keywords called understanding. See how many times it appears in the book of Daniel.
喺本章裏邊已經出現咗四次。
Just in this book, it appears four times.
然後由第八章去到第九章裏邊，亦都出現咗呢個四五次。明白活祭嘅事。
Also in the book, in the chapter 8 to 9, also appears several times.
咁但係天使同佢講，天使摸佢係咪淨係話等佢有呢個氣息，等佢可以翻有翻呢個活力？係咪淨係咁嘅意思咧？絕對唔係。
Was it the touch of the angel just to give him the strength back?
天使同佢講話，當中係講到話有呢個好大嘅屬靈嘅爭戰。
But it was more than that.Angel revealed to him that there was a big spiritual battle happening.
神用咩嚟到回应呢个忧伤嘅使者啊？神用咩嚟到回应但以理咧
？How did God respond to Daniel?
第一次神向佢，第一个神对佢最明显嘅回应就系神亲自向佢显现。
The first thing God revealed to Daniel was He appeared Himself to him.
第二个话神对佢回应就话但以理啊，好多人会走佬噶，你唔使怕。
The second response to him was to foretold him that lots of people would flee away from him.
你係領袖，谷谷禍㗎，唔緊要啊！我欣賞你就得啦。
And you don't worry because I esteemed you.
第三樣。
The third.
神同我講話，我親自派使者嚟啊！你都扶起你。
I will send my messenger to strengthen you.
第四章話你會明白末世嘅意象。
And the thought is that you will understand.The end time.
第五樣所講嘅就話，可能你自己唔知啫喎，但係就係因為你禱告嗰陣時候咧，天上裏邊嘅大爭戰就開始咗啦。
The fifth thing is that even though you haven't seen that yet, was that because of the prayer, the war between good and evil had already started.
佢禱告二十一日。
He prayed for 21 days.
天上嗰啲天使啊，打仗打咗二十一日，係佢唔知嘅。
Angel in heaven.Fighting in the battles for 21 days.
最後神會同佢講話，仲有一個目的啊。
And lastly, the God revealed him.
就魔鬼嘅詭計咧，你會睇得清楚。
Revealed him that he would see the scheme of the devil.
啊，咁到底有幾多個天使咧
？So actually, how many angels?
有幾多個魔君咧
？How many devils?
大家想唔想知啊
？Do you want to know?
嗱，咁啦，有一個天使咧，呢度係冇講到名嘅。有個使者係冇提到名嘅。
There was one angel, his name was not mentioned.
喺第十章第十二節嗰度。
In chapter 10, verse 12.
就話有個即係第十一節同埋第十二節啊，就話有一個使者就會去佢度。
And it said there was an angel.
咁就有即係有個人將佢提起咗嗱。咁呢個聖經冇講得好清楚佢個名喎。
So the Bible did not mention his name.
但係喺第十三節裏邊咧。
But in verse 13,
就講到有一個大天使就叫米迦勒。
But in the verse 13 in Daniel, one of the angels is Michael.
其實係有兩個天使。
So actually, there was two angels.
一個好清楚講個名就係 Michael 啦，就係米迦勒。
So one of them was Michael for sure.
第二個冇好清楚講咧，我估係加百列。
First one.
係我估嘅啫嚇。
First one, first angel wasn't mentioned, but my guess is probably Gabriel.
點解我咁估咧？
Why would I guess Gabriel?
因為之前咧，神係派加百列天使係同但以理分享好多異象。
Why I guess this? My basis was that because in the book of Daniel, it mentioned earlier that God sent Gabriel angel to reveal things to Daniel.
而整本聖經雖然係有話過好多天使，但係淨係講天使係有兩個名，我哋知嘅啫。
Even though the Bible has mentioned lots of angels, but sometimes Bible only mentions Gabriel and Michael.
係得呢兩個嘅啫，其他嗰啲係唔算嘅，其他都假嘅嚇。
So,
你唔好信啊。
So we have so the rest of the angel we have to be careful. Only two angels that we know of, angel Gabriel and angel Michael.
加百列喺第八章同埋第九章咧，係好清係好清楚講過佢個名。
In chapter 8 and 9, it was clearly mentioned about the angel Gabriel.
So
that's why, because of that, it does not want to repeat itself again. So there were two angels. So how many devils? Two devils
as well.
One is the prince of
Persian.
One is the prince of Persian. One is the prince of Greece. They have a very strong power. So what about the prince of peace, Persian? Michael fought with him for 21 days.
Gabriel
fought with him for 21 days. Probably at that time, there was no win or lose. And he has to use his final trick, is to get help.
咁就用用米加勒嚟到幫手。
So he called for help, get Michael to help.
咁啊，兩個打佢一個。
So two against one.
咁呢個波斯嘅魔君梗係敗退啦，梗係。
That's why.
寡不勝眾啦，梗係啊。
That's why the devil king of Persia lost the battle.
咁啊，點解咁做咧
？Why？
啊，咁因為波斯嘅魔君咧係要攔咗以色列人民喺耶路撒冷裏邊得到平安同埋重建聖殿。
Why that was a battle? Because the king of Persia want to stop the process of the peace time in Jerusalem for the Jewish people.
嗱，加百列咧原本淨係一個係正式宣佈嘅天使嚟嘅啫嚇。
We know that angel Gabriel is only a messenger to send a message.
即係好似係文官嚟嘅啫喎。
It's just like
administrator.
So I want to ask you, do you brother and sister have this administrative skill?
Do you
need to go to fight the battle?
You
have to be tactical and administrative skill to serve.
不夠膽不緊要，招兵買馬可以的。
Even though you're not capable or you're not there enough, you can ask for help. So don't fool yourself that I have the gift of administrative, I don't have to share the gospel.
The one who
said that, he was deceiving you. He just tried to share the Lord. Those people who did not share God's word,
你要問佢聖經裏面邊度話淨係有行政恩賜嘅人唔使傳道嘅？你問佢，你叫佢指出嚟。
So if you find something doesn't make sense, you ask them, where in the Bible said that that if you have administrative skill, you don't have to share the gospel?
係咪你有人？係咪你有行政恩賜就唔使傳福音啊？唔使出去打啊
？Is it because you have administrative skill, you don't need to share the gospel to others?
咁不如我話我有食嘢嘅恩賜咪仲好
？Well, then if that's okay, I can say that I have the gift of just eating.
我識享受弟兄姊妹大愛嘅恩賜咪仲好咪食咯今日，唔使做啦咪最好。
I know and I love to taste choice food from brother and sister me.
你同我睇呢段啊？你話你要出去打啊？波斯魔君你係等緊你出去嘅。
So you have to read that the king of Persia is waiting for you for the battle.
啊咁啦，咁佢兩個打敗咗呢個波斯嘅魔君啦。
Those two angels defeat the king of Persia.
咁後來咧，哇！出個希臘嘅魔君。
And later on, as a prince of Greeks.
呢個希臘魔君咧更加緊要啦。
That was even more powerful.
Michael 就阿尊就米高嚟到打佢，米加勒嚟打佢。
It almost defeat Angel Michael.
呢個希臘嘅魔君咧，一定係功力高過波斯嘅魔君。
So we know that the prince of Greece must have more power than prince of Persia.
我相信敵基督咧，應該係由希臘同埋希臘附近嘅國家嚟嘅。呢個敵基督嘅靈嚟嘅。
So my guess is that Antichrist probably come from the region of Greece.
所以嗱，你睇啊，米加勒，哎，我係武官，我去打佢啦咁。我係武將，我咪去砌佢咯咁。 贏唔贏啊？
So did Angel win the battle?
好似唔係好得喎。
So no.
點解咧咁
？Why was that?
佢要揾人幫手啊。
He needs support.
佢揾咪邊個幫手啊
？So whom did he ask for support?
咪又揾翻加百列嚟幫手咯。
So Gabriel asked for Michael.
點知啊？有段聖經你未讀嘅，但以理書第十一章第一節讀埋啦，你就清楚啦。
Now you continue to read chapter 11 verse 1, then you know.
但以理書第十一章第一節。
You know, verse 1. In the first year of Darius the Mede, I took my stand to support and protect him.
啊，原來呢個係大利烏元年嗰陣時候咧，米迦勒係嗰陣時候已經係同呢個希臘嘅波軍嚟到打仗 ，Gabriel 嚟到幫佢啊。
So we know that at that time, the first year of King Darius, Michelangelo already started a battle with the prince of Greeks, and Gabriel went to support him.
所以我哋雖然做武官，但我哋需要啲文官嚟幫手嘅嚇。
So even though we are tactical soldiers, we still need administrative soldier to help us.
你可以同嗰啲嘢話自己有行政恩賜點樣？當我出去傳福音嗰陣時候咧，你個膽就會大啦，你就唔會怕啦。
So every time, the best way to train your boldness is to you go out and share.
好快你會文武全才噶啦。
And soon you will have both skill, administrative skill and tactical skill.
咁到時嗰班武官掂嗰陣時候，又要文官幫手咯。
So if we have both, then we can help each other.
親愛弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
但以利就話佢見到一個好大嘅異象，就兩個魔君同兩個天使打。
And we knew that Daniel saw two great visions.
到底內容係乜嘢
？So what was the content of this?
打成點咧
？What was the reason or the cause of the battle?
之後事如何就請聽下回分解啦。
And we will
下次聽啦。
So we're going to share with you next time about the battles.
下次同大家講啦，記得翻嚟啦。
So remember to come next time. We'll share with you.
係。逾越節冇錯，逾越節咪就係主受難嗰陣時候附近咯。他們有兩個正月的，一個就是這個宗教的正月，一個就是這個普通日子的正月，就是好像我們中國人，我們有兩個正月的，一個就是農曆年的正月，一個就是西曆一月一日的正月，我們都有兩個正月的，如果就是這樣，如果你說離散月就是January 1，如果你說是這個，那個正月，那唐人年，多謝你咁問。猶太人係有兩個日曆嘅。
So Jewish people has two calendars. At the first month is a religious month, which is referred to Passover. The second one is a regular calendar, regular month. It's the first month, just like Chinese. Chinese has two New Year, first month. One is the Western calendar, the first month.And the one is the Lenin calendar, is a Chinese based on the Chinese New Year.
大家仲有冇問題
？Any other questions?
下次記得翻嚟聽啦。
So, come next time.
好在後啊！你會睇見有啲人點解陪了夫人又折兵咧？咁啊喺嗰度講啦。好啦，我哋而家結束禱告啊。
Let's pray.
同我做結束禱告啊，唔該。
Lord, we thank you again for this time with us. We know that you are with us.We know that you are the vine, we are the branches. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Lord, we pray that you will continue to be with us so that we can have strength to follow you. Like your servants share that we both need to have that administrative skill and tactical skill so we can help each other and support each other to advance the gospel so that people will come to know you as Lord and Savior.We pray that you will continue to bless us, be with us, and strengthen us. And give us the desire to study your words and continue to pray without ceasing to you. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.